Okay, let's continue our discussion of the minhagim relating to the davening of Shabbos. Let's go to Ma'ariv. Come to the end of Ma'ariv, we have the bracha of Hashkivenu. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you all aware that the end of Hashkivenu for Shabbos is different than the end of Hashkivenu for the week. Yes.
This is from Rabbi Eisenman. He told us Pshat, a person for Shalom.
Yeah.
So he gave a drasha, Rabbi Yoshev, according to Rabbi Eisenman. He said this on Shmini Atzeres by Yuskar in 1946, the year after the atomic bomb was dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And he said, from that point on, he said, the people, including, built these bomb shelters. Even in Eretz Yisrael today, you have to have a bira that's totally enclosed and everything. He says, but we Jews, he says, if you look at the pasuk at the end of it, per sukkah shalom,
yeah,
you put a sukkah, a temporary dwelling, the most flimsy dwelling of all, he said, you rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu to protect us. And that was where Rabbi Yoshua shot a per sukkah shalom, a lane of it, spreads it over on us. The flimsiest of things, we don't need the protection of the thick walls in it.
Emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu.
That was Rabbi Yoshua.
It's sufficient. You don't have to have the heavy-duty bomb shelters. It's sufficient to have a sukkah, and that will provide shalom. Very nice. Very, very good. Okay, so we know that there's a very big difference between the chasima of the brach of Hashkivenu for the week and for Shabbos. And during the week, we conclude. Let me open up the siddur. During the week, the conclusion of the Baruch of Hashkivenu is Ushmar Kikel Shemreinu Matzileinu Mata Kikel Melech HaNemrech Mata Shmar Tzei Seinu Uvoeinu L'chaim U'lesho Mi'ata V'yad Olam Baruch Ato Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. The end of the davening is Hashem guards Shemira Ushmar Hashem shall guard Tzei Seinu Uvoeinu, our going out, our coming in L'chaim U'leshalom, for life and for peace, me'ata v'yad olam, forever. Baruch atah Hashem, shomer amo Yisrael lo'at. Shabbos, we wind down the same. Kikel shomeinu matzleinu ato, kikel melechanu v'chmoto, shmor tzeseinu v'einu l'chaim l'shom me'ata v'yad olam. But then all of a sudden we switch. And we say, v'froi soleinu sukkah shloim echo, baruch atah Hashem, ha'parei sukkah shalom oleinu v'yal kol amo Yisrael v'yal Yerushalayim. So the question over here is, why the change? Why the change? So I have here three different mahalchim, why indeed we change. The first comes from the Bach. And the Bach says, well, this is not only the Bach, this is the simple interpretation, Shabbos, on Shabbos we don't need Shemira. Because a Shabbos itself protects us. Just like Pesach night, it's a Lel Shimurim. On Pesach night, you have to lock the doors. Don't try that at home necessarily, but you don't have to lock the doors. And there are a lot of things you need not to, because on Pesach, it's a Lel Shimurim. So on a lower level, Shabbos, to a certain degree, also provides Shemira, not the same level as Pesach. And mainly, you don't have to conclude with a brach of Shemira. So during the weekday, we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemir Amo Yisrael. You guard, you are Shemir. You are the guardian of we're desperate. Who knows what's going to happen to us at night? All of those evildoers out there can bring upon us harm. We need Shemir. But on Shabbos, we don't need protection because Shabbos protects us. So we don't say Shemir Amo Yisrael Oad, but we conclude with peace. Haparei Sukkah Shalom. A booth of peace. That's not Shemira. It's Shalom. Shalom is higher than Shemira. There already is peace. You can be very well protected. But there's strife. There is unhappiness. There's a lack of fulfillment, satisfaction in life. Ha'parei Sukkah Shalom Olein V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. So that's the simple interpretation. Shabbos provides Shemira. There's no need to be Mevakeh Shalom on Shabbos. Now, what's difficult with that is, if that's really true, why then, even on Shabbos, do we wind down with Kikel Shemreinu Umatzileinu Ata? Kikel Melechan Rachamata Ushmar, we beg Hashem, Ushmar, guard, Seisenu, Uvoenu, Lechaimu, Lechalomiata, Viad Elam. Why? There are two expressions of Shmira even on Shabbos. Although it's true the last words of the bracha, the actual chasima is Shemer, Amo is Shalom, we switch, we take out Shmira, and we replace it with Shalom, but when we wind down the bracha, we do make mention of Shmira. So what? How do we understand this? So the Bach says an incredible chiddush. It's a mistake. It really is a mistake. Really, ideally, you should take a marker, take all your siddurim, and cross it out. On Shabbos, cross out where it says Ki kel l'shem reinu matzleinu ata, Ki kel melechan rechem ata, Shmor tzei seinu v'inu l'chan l'shem me'atav y'alam. You make it short. You just have v'hosem me'aleinu v'hosem satan me'lefaneinu me'achinu v'tzel k'nefecha tastereinu. Period. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, first line is Tikash Lomecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, take out that whole section. That's the Bach's answer. Why then is it here? Because of the cantors, the chazonim. In the old days, it was a big deal Friday night. It still is in certain, I think in certain countries. Certain country where they're not, it's a big deal Friday night. We see by us, in this community, Friday night is no big deal. You know, Friday night, you go to shul, just get over with as fast as possible, you go and eat. Shabbos morning is a much bigger deal, I think, by most of us. That's how we grew up. Shabbos day. Because Shabbos shul morning, the rabbi gives a drush, there's a kiddush, you get a chazan once in a while, or someone who really knows how to daven a good bal tzila, good halal, a good chodesh, mevarchem es chodesh. By us, the Iker Tfila is Shachris and Musaf and everything which goes with it. But you should know that in years ago, in ancient times, not ancient times, but years ago, it wasn't necessarily like that. Shabbos morning was no big deal. You go to the Sikh and go to Hashkama, you get diving over very quickly. The big Tfila, the big show was Friday night. You come Friday night, it was a theater. Everyone, you have a ticket. You have a ticket to get into shul, and they have a big chazan with a big hat and a very nice voice. You go to the theater. You go. What do you go to? What do the goyim go to the theater? Chazan. They go to the theater at night. So when do the Jews go to shul for a nice for entertainment? I mean, entertainment for the at night, Friday night. That's how it used to be. So there was a performance, and the chazanim had. Would show off their skills right before Shemone Esrei, going into the Shamu and the Kaddish, Hashkirenu, and if you would tell them to cut out half of the bracha, it's like you're cutting away half of the show. So they chose, they want to show off their skills, they needed more words to pad the tefillah. That's what the Bach says. And therefore they refused, they mistakenly kept it in, they purposely... Well, it's longer. Well, they didn't add, but it's definitely much longer. Chasima, so we add, Ufreus Elena Chazal, definitely add, Ufreus Elena Tzikash, this is from Chazal. But that also requires us to remove the part before Kikel Shemayin Matzim Elkiel, Kikel Melechan Rechmato Shemar Tzisin, that should be removed. The Chazan did not want to take it out because they wanted to show off their skills in Mela, that's why... The Nusach is corrupt. It's corrupt. It's a Me'uvish and Yechaliskol. It's already printed in a billion Sidurim, and there's no way we're going to fix it. Yeah.
Have Hashkivenu is a big song.
Oh, right, exactly. That's what the Bach says. We don't know Jewish history.
Hashkivenu is a big
thing. We're living in a little teeny world where we were Friday night by us is just like no big deal. I never saw a shul in my lifetime where it's a Friday night was a big deal. Friday night, you go. One minion, early minion, the late minion.
That's a big Friday night.
Okay, right. But if you, in a chanan. But this is the way it used to be, and therefore the Bach complains it's because it's a kilkel and it cannot be rectified. Okay, that's the opinion of the Bach. The Mogen Avraham says no, there is no mistake. The Chazanim did no harm, because although it's true that Shabbos is a lel shimurim, which is itself a very chiddush, you never heard that before. Pesach is a lel shimur. Whoever heard that Shabbos is a lel shimurim? That's a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, no one's coming to deny that Shabbos does provide shmira, but there are two different types of shmir. There's shmir for the tzibur and there's shmir for the yachid. Shabbos provides shmir for the tzibur, but Shabbos does not provide tzibur necessarily for the yachid, for the individual. So The end of Hashkaveinu was Baruch Atu Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. That's a chasima of during the weekday. During the weekday, Shomer Amo Yisrael. That's for the Tzibur. Shabbos is here. The Tzibur does not need Shmira. Shabbos will protect the Tzibur. So you don't conclude. But the middle of the bracha, or towards the end of the bracha, the winding down of the bracha, where you say, Kikel Shomreinu Umatzileinu Ata, Kikel Melech Chan Rachum Ata, Shmortzei Seinu Vo'enu, even though it's true, it's written B'loshen Rabim, but it doesn't say the word nation. It refers to us as individuals. Each little person in their own home needs a degree of Shmira. So we differentiate between the need, the prayer for Tefillah for the Yochid, and the prayer for Tefillah for the Rabim. So it's proper to conclude in the bracha tefillah for shmir for the individuals, but we change the chasimo where we focus on the tzibur. So the Mogen Avram says there's nothing wrong. Again, keep the bakasha for shmir for the yachid the way it is in the middle of the bracha, and the only thing we need to change is the bakasha for shmir for the tzibur wushidunani. That's the second answer. Now a third answer. Third answer comes from the Ritva. And this is a very, very interesting answer. Now, if you ask the average person, like me, until yesterday, how did I look at the difference between... I noticed that there's a difference. I'm sure you all noticed the difference between the chasima between the weekday and Shabbos. Most people know that. Pay a little bit of attention. So you think Shabbos is different. The weekday, we do it the way it should be done. Shabbos, l'chvoyt Shabbos, we make a shinui. The Ritva says, pum fakert. It used to be, shanim kadmonios, that during the week, we would say, ufro soleinu sukash lo mecha, baruch atu Hashem, haparei sukash shomolein, vakumoy suvel yushalayim. The way the bracha appears Friday night, hashkiveinu, is the way hashkiveinu used to appear in the nusach of the Siddur the entire week. What happened? What happened was, I'm sure many of you say, Baruch Hashem li olam, amen v'amen. And you say, which concludes the bracha, Yireinenu v'yismach libeinu v'sogal nafsheinu b'shuroschem b'es, during the weekday. During the weekday, there's this long little long section, which I think most of us say. So in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say this. In your Israeli Siddur, I'm sure, doesn't have this. They don't say this in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't say this. Minagua doesn't say this here. Some yeshivas. I don't know if it's Minagua. Is it Minagua? Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it's a Gra. Minagua Eretz Yisrael. But there are shuls that don't say this. Nusach Svar is not very fond of this. They look not to say it. But so Shabbos Nusach Svar does not say Baruch Hashem Li Olam Amen V'Amen. Okay, the Chalmo, you don't say neither? Okay, good. Okay, when any other time? Nusach Svar is looking to cut this out. Yeah?
I once heard the reason they don't say it is, and the reason it was added,
yeah,
was because people are coming in
later on.
Excellent, right. So why was it added? And therefore, on Mitzvah Shabbos, so why, they already, no one's coming late, everyone's already here. Everyone's already there. And Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't in the fields. I don't know, Eretz Yisrael, there was Shmir. I don't know, but the reason why it was because of Shmira, latecomers. We have to protect them. We don't want to finish Ma'ariv too quickly. We don't want them to walk home alone. So there's a need of Shmira. So once this entire section was added into the Ma'ariv for the purpose of Shmira, they decided to change Hashkiveinu to reflect Shmira, which is the next bracha, which leads into an entire section that is here for Shmira. We're going to add in this massive section for Shmira. So let's conclude the bracha of Hashkiveinu with a theme of Shmira. So instead of it concluding with the way it should, Shmortzei Seinu, instead of it concluding with Ufroi Soleinu Sukash Lomecha, we'll conclude with Ushmortzei Seinu Veinu L'chaim U'l'sholom Yatov V'yad L'moruch Atu Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. So it was changed during the weekday to reflect what we're going to do in Pandad Ma'ariv with Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. But Shabbos, where we have other means to protect the people who come late, specifically Birchas Me'in Sheva, after you finish davening, you say the Chazaras Hashatz. Mogin Avos, Bidvaro, Mechayim Esim, Mamaro, and that was a special Chazaras Hashatz that was added in order to protect the people who have come late to the Beis HaKnesses, to give them some more time. So we don't need to pad the Ma'ariv with Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. So there's no need to change the original formula of the Birchas Hashkiveinu, and we left it the way it is. So this is a fascinating insight. When you now come to that bracha, you know, what are the issues to look out for? What are the issues to look out for? Number one, there's a shinui. Number two, the shinui is only the chasima mamish, but not kikel shamainu, that part remains intact. Why is that? So Shabbos, everyone agrees, requires less shmira, less bakasha. Question is, once it requires less bakasha, should we really take out the part that mentions bakasha in the middle of the bracha? Bach says, yes, we should. Why was it not taken out? Corruption, because of the chazanim. Magen Avraham says, there's no corruption. There's a chilek between the shmir of the yach and the shmir of the tzibur. Along comes the ritva, the whole mahalach. The ikar bracha, we should realize, is really with shalom of sukkah, and it was only changed during the week because people come late, we paid it in Baruch Hashem li'olam, and to reflect that change, we also changed the chasima, shomer mo Yisrael lo'at, to lead into Baruch Hashem li'olam, but on Shabbos we don't have this issue, because we have mogen avos, we can leave the bracha the way it was meant to be lechatchila. Okay, this is one idea. Okay, let's now go to another idea. I just want to mention, this is something which everyone knows, that this is a short point, everyone is well aware that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov we only have one Shemoneh Esrei, we say the same Shemoneh Esrei, Atav Echatim, Yikol Amim, Ma'ariv, Mincha, and Shacharis. There's only one Shemoneh Esrei. Shabbos, we have three separate Shemoneh Esreis. Ata Kidashta, that's what we say Friday night. Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe, and Shabbos Mincha we say Ato Echad v'Shimcha Echad. So the question is, what? Musav. Well, Musav is a separate category, because Musav, you'll have a different Musav for Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. Musav is always reflects the day itself. So Musav is not unique. Shabbos is a special Musav of Tikkun Shabbos and Echanami. On Yom Tov, you have a special Musav of Ubebnei Chatoenu. Most of it is unique. Ubebnei Chatoenu. And Rosh Chodesh, you have Rosh Chodoshim. And Shabbos Chodesh, you have Ato Yotzarta. And Yosh Yom Kippur, of course, you have Malchus, Zichron Shavuos, you have the Gans. Each Yom Tov, you have separate. But what about the basic nusach? Even Rosh Yom Kippur, you have the same basic nusach for Shacharis, Ma'ariv, and for Mincha. And Yom Tov, regular Yom Tov, it's the same nusach. Only when it comes to Shabbos, we break it up into two different parts. We have Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, and Ata Echad. Why are there three separate nusachos? So this is a very popular and common answer, because there are three different types of Shabbosos. There's Shabbos, when we commemorate Shabbos, we're commemorating the Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Shabbos La'asalavim Me'ein Olam Haba. So the first bracha, Ata Kidashta, Yom HaShvi, represents Ma'asei Bereishis. Ma'asei Bereishis, that's why Tachlis Ma'asei Shamayim Baretz. Shabbos is the conclusion of Ma'asei Shamayim Baretz. Uveirachto, you blessed me kol hayom, mikdash me kol hazmanim, v'chinkos v'zorsech, v'yichulu ha-shamayim v'yoretz v'chol tzva. Pasha, pshutu kemashmo, it reflects the Shabbos of creation. Shachris, it reflects the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Ki eve nemon karosolo, kalil teferes brosh, masatagim a crown, be'omdoi lefonecha, Al Har Sinai. Ushne Lucho Savonim Hori Biyodo, we brought down Shabbos, and what does it say in Shabbos? The Shamu Vnei Yisrael Shabbos, we recite what it says, the Lucho Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And then we come to Mincha. Ato Echad Veshimcha Echad, when will Hashem's name be Echad? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is only our God today. Liyasalava, Yimos HaMashiach, Hashem will be Echad over the entire world. So Shabbos Mincha is Shabbos Me'ein, it is Me'ein La'asalava, Me'ein Olam Haba, that is Shabbos, Mincha. So that's why we have the three different Nuschos to reflect the three different types of Shabbos. Okay, the next short point I want to mention is this. We've mentioned, we discussed this on Friday once. Why we change Elokeinu. We say Elokeinu in all three Shemona Esrei's. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzev, Nechasinu, Kachinu, B'mitzvasecha, V'sinachinu, B'sarasecha, Sarinu, Mitzvah, Sarinu, B'sarasecha, V'tahar Libeinu, Liavdecha, B'mes, V'anichleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, V'yavaratzon, Shabbos, Kodshecha, V'yonuchu.
Three different versions.
Friday night we say Vo. Shabbos day we say Bo. And Shabbos day we say Bum. Why the difference? So we discussed this. The simplest answer is at night it's Laila. Laila is feminine. Laila. The male it's Laila, so it's Bo. V'yonuchu Vo. Lel Shabbos. Yom is masculine. Bo. So Shabbos day, Shachas, we say V'yonuchu Vo. And Shabbos Mincha, we combine together the experience, reflect on the experience of Lil Shabbos and Yom Shabbos, two different categories of Shabbos. So the three Shabbosos, Ma'is Bereshis, Matan Torah, and Los Lavo. But on the day itself, there's a double experience. There's the Lil Shabbos experience, and there's the Yom Shabbos experience. There's Kiddush at night, there's Kiddush by day. So two different types of experiences of Shabbos. One has the inyan of covered oinik. There's covered in oinik. At Shabbos night, the ikar is oinik. Forgetting how it goes. There's two different inyan. By Shabbos, one is covered, one with makban, covered, one with makban, oinik. Two different elements to Shabbos. Day has one is primary, and at night, the ikar is not covered. The ikar is the kedusha of Shabbos. The day with makban, the covered Shabbos. Okay, so there are two. So therefore, Shabbos mincha, we combine the two together. V'yinuchu v'am. We reflect upon the experience of Shabbos, the night Shabbos, and the day, and the experience by day. That's one. And then I remember. I don't remember the exact details, but I do remember that we discussed this once on Friday. The pasuk of Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirahu V'Yesh Shabbos Sai Tishmoiru. So I told you that there are. So what's the smichus? The smichus of Ish Aviv V'Imo Tirahu. I told you whole drush from the Reish Rav what it means, but there's a drush that there's Shabbos, there's the feminine form of Shabbos, Ish Imai, and there's Aviv Tirahu. There's a din Shabbos that relates to the aim. Shabbos is a mother, and there's a din of Shabbos that relates to the father. And then there's Shabbos aside, the two of them together. So Friday night, that's why Ish a person, Ish Imoy is Shabbos Begeder Aim. Aviv is Shabbos Begeder Af. V'yesh Shabbos aside, that's the end of the pasuk, both of them together. This is a drush, I don't remember the details, but Friday night is Begeder Aim. That's why it's feminine, Bo. Shabbos day is Av, the father, masculine, Bo, and Shabbos by Shalashuris, by Mincha is Bom, the two of them come together. Two different realms of Shabbos. Okay, next thing I want to mention. Almost finished. Okay, this is a short thing to mention. We say Vayichulu three times. We say it in the Shemoneh Esrei, Friday night only, Vayichulu Hashemayim V'yaretz V'chol Tzva'am, and then after we finish Shemoneh Esrei, we all say it together, and then we say that Kiddush. Haloi Davar? You say the same thing three times? Why do you have to say the same thing three times? The answer is there are three different things to take out of Shabbos. The person has to say, recognize by himself, it is in his own neshama, the Shabbos. So in the Shemona Esra, you're really saying it to yourself. No one hears you. Silent Shemona Esra. Then when you finish Shemona Esra, you say it out loud. You say it to your chaverim. Everyone in shul, you say it together. Vayichulu Hashemayim V'yaretz. You have to recognize it's not a Shabbos for you. It's Shabbos for your chaverim. And then there's the Shabbos for the mishpacha. You go home in your home, among your family. Three different Shabbos experiences. Shabbos for yourself, Shabbos with your chaverim, that's a category in and of itself, and Shabbos for the mishpacha. Shabbos must be mentioned three times. And you see what we're doing over here, what we've really done over here is showing that there are many dimensions to the Shabbos experience. You can look at Shabbos in the dimension of Bereishis, Matan Torah, Losa Lava. There's a Shabbos, night Shabbos, day Shabbos. Another dimension, for me, for you, and for the family. Shabbos has many, many dimensions, and that's what we're trying to bring out over here by looking at all the different ideas relating to Shabbos. Okay, another idea. Shalom Aleichem. What do we do when we say Shalom Aleichem? It's based on the Gemara Masechet of Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. The person comes home from Shabbos, he's greeted by two malachim, a good malach and a bad malach. If everything is set, the shulchan is aruch, everything is set, I'll end with this, then we'll start. The shulchan is set, table is set, everything is happy. So the good malach says to the bad malach, the good malach gives a bracha. The same way everything was b'shalom on this Shabbos, next Shabbos should be the same, and the bad malach has to answer, Amen. If chas v'shalom is the other way around, then the bad malach says not such good things, and the good malach has to say, you're in a lot of trouble.
Is that only if you go to shul? If you're sick and you don't go to shul,
they still come, of course. These are drasha. Now here's the big $1 million question. Why do you say tseischem l'shalom? Why do you get rid of them? Let them stay. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? Shalom aleichem malach hasharis. Why do you have to tell them to go? Let them enjoy the meal with you. Say tzchem l'shalom. What? So they won't eat. So they'll sit with you. They came to Avraham Avinu. They didn't go anywhere. Shalom aleichem bayachem l'shalom. Baruch Hu, you ask them to bless you, and after you get what you need from them, you tell them to get lost. Baruch Hu ni l'shalom. Say tzchem l'shalom. Get out of here. So you should be aware that there are many customs, many groups of people that do not say tseischem l'shalom. Did you know that?
No.
There are a lot of chassidim that they don't say tseischem l'shalom. It's not part of their script. It doesn't appear in the playbook. It's not there. They stay. You don't say tseischem l'shalom. I think it's pretty common. I don't know. I'm not common. I've not been around that much. People's homes see what they do. But certain groups of chassidim, you hear the Rishayim? I'm sure you've heard the Rishayim. Rishayim, you've heard about this? Not saying tseischem l'shalom? Never. I know for a fact there are groups of people that do not say tseischem l'shalom. I don't know what they do. What do they do with the Chaim Berliners? I don't know what they do. I haven't, maybe they don't say it. That could be. That's what sticks in my mind. I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay. But what is? But most of us do say it. Okay, it's going to stir the song if you're not going to say it. So why? So the answer is the Chassidus Shavart is enochanami. They're not roy for Shabbos. They're not roy. They're not on that level. Shabbos. They're not on the level. It's not shaykh to them. They have no. They cannot appreciate what Shabbos is all about. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the synthesis of ruchnis and gashmis. We're able. The day of the week is over. You Shabbos. You enjoy good food. You enjoy the day. Tainuk, the body has pleasure. The body rests, the body eats, drinks, schmooze, a little Lashon Hara, a little criticism about the rabbi. You have Tainuk. A malach is kula ruchni. A malach is not shaykh to what Shabbos is all about. The whole purpose of creation, why did Hashem create the world? If Hashem wanted all of the neshamas to go to Olam, to Gan Eden, Hashem would create the neshamas and bring them right away to the Olam of Gan Eden. Hashem created this world in order to put a person into a body, into a guf, and there should be a conflict between the neshama and the guf, and the neshama should prevail and elevate the guf to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like the ABC of Yadus. By Goyim, they don't understand this. By Goyim, it's either one or the other. If you're a part of the clergy, you can't get married, you have to be poireish, hespoidedus, monastery, you have to go into isolation and just meditate the entire day. By Goy has no asugah that the whole tafkid of Yadus is to synthesize ruchnis with gashmis. Malachim are kuli ruchni. They're not shaykh to what the tachlis of the purpose of creation is, of what Shabbos is. Se'eno chinami. Malachim, it's not for you. It's just not for you. We accept your brachas. Thank you very much. We accept the neshama Yisera. We accept all the brachas. And we'll take over from here. From here are in members only. We'll take over. We'll take your brachas. We will. We'll deal with the kedusha. It's not shach. Seischem l'shalom. So when you're saying seischem l'shalom, you have to realize how fortunate you are. You have the ability to go weiter where no man, where no angel has gone before. Okay, so we'll stop with this. We'll pick up tomorrow. It's Hashem, 9:45 tomorrow.